Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
The next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay, today's question I think is very, very good, and I think a lot of people struggle with it. It comes through from Laboa. Laboa saying, there's always a time in a race where I lose focus and confusion sets in, especially between 32 and the 37 kilometer mark. I'm presuming this is in a marathon. Laboa said, I'd always be on time to make a sub 4 hour, but the wheels start coming off. Could it be purely a lack of focus, or how can I keep that focus? Or could it be my inexperience or lack of long running training? I think the phrase the wall comes into play here, Lindsay.
Yeah, so look, unfortunately, we've got a few little pieces of information that give us some clues about what is potentially the problem. But what's happening there could be from a number of reasons. And I think for the benefit of all the listeners, maybe I should cover those. But in this particular instance, just the fact that he uses the words, it could be a lack of kilometers or lack of long runs, tells me that there probably is a disconnect between his short distance times and the marathon. And that would then be because there isn't enough endurance or enough long runs. And the converse of that is that you would then need to readjust your marathon time to slightly slower than expected. So pacing yourself better. Maybe you're not a sub four runner at the moment based on your training. And therefore you wouldn't hit that phase of hitting the wall or being dizzy. Look, the fact that he becomes confused, dizzy, and disorientated does mean that there could be other things at play, and those would range from not getting enough energy in during the race. So at around that point in the race, he's going hypoglycemic, and then perhaps getting access to some Coke or whatever other drinks on the side of the road then allows him to come right and be okay for like the closing 2Ks or so. It could also be a question of overhydrating, although I suspect that the dizziness then wouldn't clear up so quickly. But certainly if you're getting quite swollen fingers and feet, there's the risk that you are taking in too many fluids, and confusion and particularly aggression are early signs that you may be starting to go into hyponatremia or water intoxication. So I would have a look at the nutrition on race day. Check what your water consumption is and make sure that you aren't just force feeding water for too long. And it certainly sounds in this case like a little bit of either we need to increase some of those long runs and build that endurance, or we need to set a new target and go out more conservatively. And then you will run a bit slower, but it will be more comfortable because you won't hit that dizzy, disorientated patch.
Brilliant. Laboa, I hope that helps. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much for your input today. Don't forget, we're back again tomorrow with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.